Hi, you're speaking
Love
to Caroline.
Radio.
Hi, speaking to Caroline from. Again, is all I can say. This is Caroline from Crystal Heart Psychics, and I have Joni online with me from joniswhitelighthealing.com. We have had to end our previous episode. We now have another episode set up, ready for an hour. Hi, Joni. How are you? Again.
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine. A bit panicky about that. Just to let you know, we have no callers currently because obviously this is a brand new live episode. I've just promoted it on Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio. So
Okay.
obviously we will see. However, there is many things I'm sure we can talk about, and we'll see
Sure.
how it goes. Right, okay. Well, I think from our previous episode, everybody knows who manages to pick up this new link, what we do, who we are, and how we work. Obviously, I'm a psychic medium and healer, and Joni is also a healer and channel and medium, whichever you wish to call it, because channel medium is a very similar thing, isn't it, Joni?
Yes. Some people actually are channels, but they can't do mediumship. They're not able. So it is, it could be. You could be one. I am one.
Well, I mean, I've had, I think actually, obviously, because we are waiting for callers, I think we can actually discuss, you know, a few topics, a spiritual level, so anyone who chooses to listen in to us can obviously pick up some spiritual teaching, shall we say. So obviously, you know, normally when we open the show, I say that I'm a healer, I'm a psychic medium, I'm also clairvoyant. Obviously, with Joni yourself, you will say, well, you say what you say, you know.
Right.
So, obviously, from that, I mean, my personal belief is that everyone has different gifts we're born with. They do come to light at later stages of our life. For myself personally, it was 2000. For you, Joni, it was, when did you say it was,
I think
2004?
around 2004, 2005, maybe.
Yeah. And how did you feel at the time that your gifts came to light? Because I know it was a very confusing time for me.
I was pretty much shocked because before that I didn't believe in any of this spirituality. I thought that it was bunk. So I thought that anyone who said that they were a psychic was a charlatan. So when I had energy coming out of my palms and I was able to assist my son in stopping coughing when he had bronchitis, or I was able to distance heal or channel departed ones and pets. I found it fantastical, absolutely shocking, but it was comfortable in that it was from an old knowing. So I personally, I didn't reject it. I embraced it because I was also reading many spiritual books and articles at the time. I was eating that type of information up, but I didn't expect that as I was reading that I was awakening and being gifted. And how did it happen to you?
Well, for me, it, like I said, I actually didn't know I was born with the gift. And I'd had readings in the past. I'd kind of, like yourself, I'm a very logical person. As I said before on the show, I'm also an accountant. So that kind of tells you where my logic sits. So for me, I'd go for a psychic reading from time to time. I used to use a lady that I knew for a very long time. And she always used to say to me, oh, you've got healing in you. And I'd think, yeah, really? You're not telling me the truth there. As you do. What happened to me is I went through, it started back probably around the 2000 time, where I'd actually had my old horse. I mean, bless his departed soul, he left me 2 years ago now into spirit. But he had a very serious illness. He had what's known as a keratoma, which is a tumor in his hoof. Now, there's only two options with that: put him down or take the tumor out. Now, taking that tumor out actually is him having the whole of the front of his hoof removed, 9 months of stopping in his stable. And obviously, with that, you've got a very energetic horse. He was only 12 at the time, but and an ex-race horse, so he had a personality. And obviously, with that, putting an animal that big through something like that is always a really difficult question because, and I've got to be honest, I did actually have a lot of people say to me, "We're amazed you didn't put him down," because obviously, there is a chance when a horse has his foot operated on that you can't, he might not come back what we would call in the horsey fraternity sound, which means he might not be able to walk properly. So I decided to go through the operation because he was under insurance, so that was good. And obviously we then had quite a difficult journey. Now at the time, I'll just explain, this horse came into my life. I'd been riding for 10, 11 years before this, always at schools, never really had my own horse. I actually had a loan horse for a while from someone that I'd gotten very well with and was quite well behaved. My actual horse that I had some personality problems, shall we say. He used to rear, which obviously his back legs, which was no fun for me as a rider. So at this point in time, I'd actually got to a place where I took him to a specialist trainer to make a decision on whether he was a good horse or whether I should actually sell him on, and whether he was potentially dangerous. That's kind of how bad it got. And then 3 months after now he was absolutely golden when we moved on to this new yard with this new trainer. And he started to go on and off what we would call lame, which basically he was hobbling. So the vet came along and said, well, actually, he's going to need this operation. So you can imagine at this point, I'm actually going through a period where I'm thinking, do I really want to keep this animal? And, right. Oh, my God, I've got to go through this. And he was my first horse that I owned. So we went through the operation. He came back out fine. And then as he was getting better, my hand started to get hot as I'd walk into his stable. So unconsciously, and I say this, you know, when I say unconsciously, I mean subconsciously, that I would think, well, if I put my hands on him, I know it's going to make him feel better.
You just knew it.
Yeah. And that.
Yes, just like, yes, I had the same knowing. Mm-hmm.
And it was a bit of a shock, shall we say. And I didn't tell anyone. I remember for 2 years I didn't tell anyone this because I thought I was going, shall we say, weird.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think every psychic who's gone through that transition probably has had those feelings at some point. However, what actually did happen, and this is when obviously you and I talk about changing the energy helps other people. So that's exactly what happened with me and him, because I got this really naughty horse that then I grew this amazing connection with. I used to get sort of pictures from him as well. And I would actually say he probably taught me a lot of my healing knowledge to this day. And I actually had him for about another 10 years after that, 8 years after the operation. And yeah, he had his naughty moments, but strangely enough, he changed. And I think that's when we talk about, you know, changing the energy, really, because shifting that energy helps us. And because we are calmer and more relaxed about things, normally what happens is that the other person, you know, same with animals, same with horses, you know, or same with people, normally the other person changes their behavior as well. So, and I think that kind of goes to where a lot of my learnings came from, really. And I think, Joni, you'd probably say similar things, wouldn't you? So,
I would very similar. I had this bright idea that if I put my hands on either side of my son's chest and I allowed energy to come through, which I believed could happen, I didn't have a doubt. Then I said, please heal this child of God, which I didn't know where that came from. I closed my eyes. I saw white light. That had never happened before. Mm-hmm. With all of these things put together, it was a deep knowing, and it was a belief. It was a trust, a faith that what I was doing was not wonky, but in fact was something. I think you touched on something which I'd like to say, is that the way a horse might not be able to tell you what its ailments are or whether they experience a change or a shift or make a request as to what they need. And then you, as the healer, can see the difference. I think I can speak for you. I think that you've experienced this where We have clients that come to us and we might go in and do a healing and they might not have articulated specifically what we have found. And that we have a knowing also that, in fact, energy has shifted, and that might be something, again, that the client might not know and might not feel, and we then go in and reassure and say, almost like, trust us, if you can, trust us. We see this. It has been released. We can even possibly identify how long the healing might take for release. It could either happen instantaneously or could go on even for up to a year in some cases. And that's where healings can get very interesting for a soul who comes in with a request, and we offer something that's very, that can appear very esoteric and possibly even unrelated for a client that, well, wait a minute, I was asking about this, and this is what you're saying, and I can't even identify what you're talking about. So what we do is sometimes can get very, I don't want to use the word dicey, but we like going into territories that are sometimes uncharted. And we are here to reassure a client that there's something that we're finding that they might not know about, but after we get to the bottom of it, the chances are, if they're on board, if they wish change, if they trust the process and the healer, that shifts will occur. I don't know if you want to add to that, but I felt that it was a good segue.
I do, because I actually do think that, obviously, you know, like you said, a horse can't talk to you. So you have to feel it. You have to be that empath. And that's kind of probably what mine and Joni's forte is. We're an empath. We actually feel what your unconscious or subconscious is telling us. This is where I need healing for the, my best intention, so I can attract the right things to come into my life. And this is kind of where, yeah, we will get that air of sort of, well, no, I didn't really need that, or I'm not sure. And I actually will say that, you know, I can see people's energy change, and I'm pretty sure Joni can as well. I've actually seen clients where I've gone to them 1 week before, and they may have had two healings off me, and I actually see them looking brighter. Now, that's going to be really hard to say, but if, you know, it's one of those. It's such a difficult thing, and I don't know whether other people perceive it, but, you know, all I can say is on a common sense point of view is if you look at someone, you know when they're not feeling well. You know when they're feeling fantastic because our energy changes. This is what healing does to us. It helps us change our energy within ourselves. So we then look brighter, lighter. And let's face it, a lot of people don't like to be around an unhappy person. They prefer to be around a happy person. And that's why you attract different things into your life. So it does help. It's, and the only way I can explain it from another point of view is if you're carrying bitterness and anger around, you can actually tell, you know, that how much that can damage your inner soul. So that's why forgiveness work is also so important. So we can actually release that energy where we're carrying around that negative emotion to help us move forward. Because it's all about us internally, ourselves moving forward. Anyway, as we've been talking, Joni, we have three lovely callers on the line. So if you're
wonderful,
ready to go ahead. So thank
Let's
you guys
for
finding our new episode. So we will carry on. So as we just explain the format again, I will read your last four digits. I'll ask who you are and where you come from. We will only really answer one question at this point, because obviously we do have sort of 40 minutes left. So anyway, I will get straight to the next caller. Caller number 2352, just coming on to you now. Hi.
Hi.
Who are we talking to?
Yes, my name is Laura Clark.
Hi, Laura. How are you today?
Good, good, good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from Colorado.
Beautiful. What is your question?
So I am applying for some jobs, and I'm just wondering when a job would be coming in for me and if it's one that I would actually want.
Caroline, right. Go for it. You take
okay.
it.
Okay, Laura. Right, I've got to ask this question. If it's a job that you don't want, why are you applying for it?
I mean, I'm not. I mean, so I'm doing for some major airlines and for some not so major airlines. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So right, okay. I am being told. I do feel it's going to be okay. They're giving me July, August time. Is there a bit of an intake where they actually take airline staff on at a specific time?
Yeah, I mean, they're an ongoing process, and they have a lot of people to go through. And so they do invite you to interviews, and they go in droves and then are done with that drove and then go to another drove of people. Yes,
yeah.
So it's ongoing, reoccurrent. Type of thing, yes.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm thinking. Right, okay. I am seeing pictures of clouds, so I definitely think you are getting the job, all right? But I kind of feel it might be 2-3 months down the line. Okay, now, they are saying to me, is there a specific airline that you want to work for? Because I'm being told it's with a different airline.
Well, so there's a couple, and the reason why I would want specific ones is because they're based out of Denver, Colorado. The other ones
okay.
wouldn't be based out of Denver, Colorado, but eventually I might get based there. I would just have to wait. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. And this is what I'm being told. Right. I'm being told the job's there waiting. Okay. I kind of feel they have given me two potentially three job offers in one go. So you are going to have a choice. Which is always good, but then it becomes confusing. So this is where I need you to think. And do you see where I'm coming from? So
no, way too many choices. It's not good.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I mean, it is good, but, you know, right.
It's positive, but it's like, oh, which one do I really go for? Which one do I want to go for? But I kind of feel there might be an airline that you potentially have your heart set on, and they are saying to me, look at the different airline. You know, so I kind of feel there's a little bit of clue in that.
Say that one more time. I apologize.
There is a little
I have
bit
my
of,
heart.
Yeah, okay. There is a clue in the sense that they're saying that it. I kind of feel there's one that you've got your heart set on,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying it might be a different one to that one.
Okay. Well, I'm
but
looking at United, Southwest, and Frontier.
Hmm. Okay. But it will come in for you. So I haven't got a problem with that, Laura. You've got...
Okay.
I mean, this is something that my guides are saying, and it's not often it comes, so I just have to say it. You do have a really fantastic life ahead of you. You know, I kind of feel had some ups and downs. You seem to have come through them exceptionally well. Okay. You still have a little bit of confidence, yeah, that you need to work on. Self-confidence, they're telling me.
Yeah,
and
I've been through a lot, right?
Yeah. And you kind of need to be more positive about the future. Yeah,
okay.
Because I sort of feel that what we were just talking about, obviously, when you came into us was, obviously, remember about shifting our energy. So I kind of feel that because... perhaps of past life cycles or past cycles, you're scared of going round in circles. But by holding that energy, you actually could create that. So try not to,
okay.
because what my guides have said to me is you've got a really positive future. It's just, I know you've done a lot of work on yourself already, and I know you, but they're saying it's been building blocks with you. Does that make sense to you? I kind of feel the past sort of 2 years, year or so, you've had to rebuild your life again.
Yes.
So, and then we need your confidence. We need you to shine when you go to that interview. So that's
no, totally. And I get what you're saying. I'm just, inside, I'm sick and tired of being in this circle right now, and so I'm trying to get out of it. There are days that I'm like, oh, I can do this, and then there are days that I'm like, you know, I listen to other people, and they're like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you doing that? And then I'm like, oh, God, what am I doing then? So I didn't used to do that as much, but I'm doing that more, especially my husband does that to me too. So I'm trying so hard not to listen to that and just do what I want to do.
Yeah,
and
do
I'm
what you
trying
to
lose weight too. So.
Yeah, do what your gut tells you to do. And I know that sounds hard because obviously sometimes when we go with what our gut tells us to do, then other people might potentially accuse us of being selfish. And it's not.
Right.
But the thing, so, but how you twist that on its head is, well, if I don't love myself, how can I love you? Do you see where I'm coming from? So,
no,
so,
totally.
So it's a little bit of also, your gut is your intuition. Your gut is your inner guidance that tells you what you're meant to be doing. And it's like our compass, our tracking device on what we should be doing. Now, sometimes what other people can do is they can come in, bring an energy into it and say, you don't want to be doing that. That you kind of have to close your, you know, they're
your
telling
ears
you to put
right.
your earmuffs on. Yes. And because
it's hard when it's your own husband, you know.
I know. And I think, and what you've got to remember is some people actually enjoy you to fail, because obviously if you're failing, then they still have control. And that's what you have to think
That's true. And when I told him that I'm doing this, or he's like, really? You really are thinking about doing this? And I'm like, yes. And so I could see that he was like, oh.
Yeah. So you
Why
might have.
Why are you doing that? I mean, is he afraid I'm going to leave him? I mean, I'm not. I don't understand why the hell is he doing that?
Yeah. What you have to understand with these kind of behaviors is control is often based from a person's insecurity. So obviously, if they could, instead of controlling, instead of going, yeah, great, fantastic, it's amazing what you're doing, they'll actually come at you with the opposite. So then what happens is, then you start to kind of go, hang on a second, I'm not listening to you anymore, I'm going in my own direction. And underneath, you're going, but I still love you dearly and I'm still going to stay with you. But their fear overtakes you doing well. And that's what it's all about. So you just have to kind of, in all fairness, the way you can close your ears off is feel sorry for him when he does things like that.
Right.
You know, because it's his insecurities talking, not yours. Yeah?
Right.
At this point, I'm going to pass you on to Joni. I hope that doesn't, you know, as you know,
okay.
I'm Caroline.
No.
Joni.
Thank you.
So I'm going to pass you on to Joni, obviously, and get Joni's spin on this as well.
Sure. I'm just going to tweak. Caroline has said in other episodes that sometimes we disagree. So that, I guess, that makes for the show to be a little more colorful. I might tweak and say not necessarily to feel sorry for. I would say to empathize.
Yes, thank you.
Because sympathy and pity is a slightly lower vibration than empathy. Caroline, I don't know if you want to say anything in response.
No, it's fine, because when I said feel sorry for, I went, that doesn't sound quite right, and I was trying to find the word in my head.
No, I get what you're saying now.
Okay.
I get what you're saying.
That's the type A Virgo, so I apologize to everyone here and listening. So, but on the other hand, I just wanted to clarify. I concur with everything that Caroline has said. Okay, so as you were sharing, I got some images, and I also listened to everything she said. So I agree on all fronts with what she's shared. I believe that you will be landing a job. I don't see that there is any issue regarding your getting a job. You are a very unique person, and you've got style, they say. I don't know what that means, but I think you do. And you, again, you also have a flair. What they showed me is you were looking around like, really, really, really? And I saw a whole bunch of choices, many choices, but there was a bit of surprise. It was the self-doubt. So your job is to know that you are it, that you can and you are. You are very strong. You are solid. This is very possible, whatever you'd like to do. Can I go in regarding why your husband is doing this? I'd like to see if I could go into either a pre-birth plan, or so I'm just adding because I concur with everything Caroline said. Okay. So I'm going to find what the, I'm going to see what the, if there was a pre-birth plan regarding why he's doing that. Okay. So, yeah. So there's, okay. Uh-huh. Thailand and Germany, Austria, Czechoslovakia. Yeah. There are several other lifetimes. There's rivalry. That's the karma. Back and forth, back and forth. You do this. You're a duo. You find each other on the other side at home, and you come up with different incarnations to work through issues. There's a rivalry that has not been resolved, and it has a bleed-through effect over here as well. So there are four, I think I mentioned four lifetimes. And we have a pre-birth plan for you to come in here and do it again, where he's going to give you the this is your job to release the unforgiveness from other lifetimes. This will assist in taking the edge off in this one. Shall we release some karma?
Yes, please.
Let's do it. Let's just do this. We're going to take all the lifetimes, past, present, future, including this one, where there is rivalry and contempt, there's pushing, jealousy, anger, and anything aforementioned that could be blocking you from moving forward, from being in your power and centered. And I will ball this all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself, forgive everyone involved, so that would be he and anyone involved, ask for his and everyone's forgiveness, and thank God for these life lessons.
I did that just as you said it. I said it out loud to myself.
Did you feel anything, by the way?
I did.
Yes, sometimes people do. Do you have any water by you?
Not at the moment, but I can.
Have a sip of water, and between now and when you go to sleep, sip water, because that will release. So now I see tears, I see there's sadness. That's good. If you feel low, if you feel a drop, that your heart going down, lump in the throat, cry. Mm-hmm. I also saw you in a robe. I saw you actually wearing a robe for comfort. So maybe they actually gave that future vision that you were going to do a release and then you were going to need like a comforted blanket type of a thing. So treat yourself very wonderfully. I see you as a princess. I don't mean in the princess privilege type. I see a delicacy to you. And, you know, like Princess and the Pea, and she felt the pea underneath all the mattresses?
Yes, yes.
That type of a princess, very delicate, very genuine, they say, very unique and special. Now, do you have turquoise?
I love turquoise. That's my
There you go, honey. It's a healing stone, and you resonate with it. So when you want, wear it or hold it, carry it. If you don't have it, don't want to carry it or wear it, put the word turquoise on a piece of paper and put it in your pocket or bra or under your pillow. It really works very well with you. And I see in time he shifts. He doesn't understand. He truly has some blinders on, and you can also talk to his higher self. You talk to his spirit, and you say, hey, I love you. I want to work through this. I accept. I wish you healing. You can send angels over his way and wish him well.
Okay.
Blessings and healings
it
to
really
you, and you are to maintain how you feel and what you want to do. Be in your center. Think positively, just like what Caroline said. This is all the same thing. It's just a little bit more. Just add it on. Everything she said plus this. And all is well.
Okay.
And good luck to you.
Thank you so very much. I'm going to call back and let you guys know.
Thank you.
Please
do. Yeah,
please do.
We've had a few technical issues tonight, but we've finally got there in the end. But thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay,
too. God bless.
And you. Yeah, God bless.
Blessings
you.
To you, honey.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, okay. Ready for the next caller? 4505. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, just hang on a second. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
You're talking to Caroline and Joni.
I'm Joni.
UK US Psychic Tag Team. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
And I'm from Southern California.
I missed your name. What is your name?
Selena.
Yeah. There we go. What is your question?
My question is, I have an upcoming court case coming up in April with my ex. He just recently served me papers for child modification, and it just seems like he just keeps wanting to bother us. And my son and I have been doing just fine. My alimony ends in November, but he just wants to change things. And winning this court case, because I just feel like it's just a waste of time and effort, and just me gathering a bunch of stuff that I don't necessarily need, but I'm going to do and follow through with what the court says. But
okay, I'll take this one.
Yep.
Okay. Do you have a lawyer?
No, I don't, because I can't afford one.
Okay. Do you have paperwork that you wrote?
Yes, I did. I have it here with me, next to me.
Okay. Have you consulted with any person regarding wording? Because I feel there's wording in there that has to be changed. It's not a big deal, but there's something in there, but it's technical enough where it, to me, and Caroline will go in after, if you don't mind double-checking, Caroline, on this one.
Yeah,
it
sure
feels that there's almost a technicality based on something that you say that could be called a loophole where he could get away with something.
Oh, I see.
I feel like there's a minor shift. Now, it might be numbers. Run your numbers again. Have your pad or paper next to you and a pen. Have the calculator and take a look at the budget. There we go. They're getting more specific. I don't know. I must have gotten Caroline's higher self, because she's the accountant. Right? Because that's called tag teaming, literally.
Exactly.
And I see you running numbers. Check it out. You might have underestimated. He wants to pay a certain amount. I don't know. I feel like there are some other things. I feel a little bit of shenanigans. He's just trying to get away with stuff just because it's easy. So you're coming. And also, if you have any contempt, release your contempt. Boy, that hit me. You need to forgive him because he's playing a part for you to grow and to be strong. So he's doing this for your benefit. That's why we come here. To do all of these charades, all of these nasty episodes. And then when we return home, we thank those souls. Thank you very much for being a pain. Thank you very much for the hurt. You have helped me in X, Y, and Z ways.
Yeah,
so back to practical. I think you're okay. I think you just need to sit down when you're calm, clear. I see sometime in the evening, like after all is said and done, or on a weekend, sometime when I feel like you're clear, and you just look at all the paperwork, run some numbers. If you have any trusted friends who might get legalese, you know, the wording, and ask them to look at the document you put together to see if they were a judge or an outsider, if they think that this is sound and if it's tight, if it's nice and solid and tight.
Yeah, I was just asking. My letter is just asking for a continuance, meaning that I wanted extended time to gather the paperwork. But I was thinking to myself that I should just leave the court date the way it is. For some reason, consciously, I'm thinking.
When, may I ask, is that court date?
April 6th.
Do you believe that between now and April 6th, you can take a look at this document, run numbers, pass it by someone to just get, like, the second set of eyes?
Yeah, I don't don't have any number document. I haven't even put any number document together. This is just a letter that I was going to fax off today asking his attorney to have a continuance of the court date so I can gather.
I don't think you need a continuance. I think at least this is what they're telling me. Make sure that any paperwork you have is together, that your numbers are correct, and if you are asked to speak, that you know your story.
Right.
That's the theme I got. It's all about tight and solid, and that you know how much you spend or what his pattern of payment is or whatever he wants or whatever it is, that you have an answer that feels good to you. I see you, they use the term, winning. I see you being fine. Don't go to a place of fear or doubt, but check out your paperwork again if you're going to be bringing anything with you to court.
Well, I was thinking about, I just called a lady that would do a legal consultation, so I was thinking of taking everything to her. Like you were saying, the numbers, I was thinking maybe I should talk to someone to do the numbers.
If you can, is it like a per diem? Is it a nominal fee or sliding scale?
Yeah.
That feels very good to me. Now I'll pass you on to Caroline.
Okay.
Hi,
yep.
Selena. Hi. As you know, it's Caroline talking. Right. I actually second everything that Joni said. The words I'm getting in my head is do the maths. Yeah. Make sure your paperwork is right. It's so important. You go into that courtroom with a flimsy bit of paper, and how do I put it? You have to have your case resolved. I get a feeling very strong that there's no need for continuance. I get exactly the same as Joni. It's just you've got to get your house in order, like, now. Yeah? So I'm not meaning panic you, but obviously they keep saying to me, do the paperwork, do the math, look at the figure work, because obviously, as you said to us, your alimony is going due to end. Your ex, I'm afraid, because obviously of this situation, we're having a lot of control talk today. I think he, as what Joni has said, he's actually creating a lot of shenanigans in the sense of he's trying to put up a facade of being nice, but he's not being very nice at all. So the only thing that you can come with in this instance is, again, with anything like this, even though there is emotions that do run into it, it's almost like you have to leave the emotions out of it and get robotic. It's almost like, you know, if I'm working in my account job, you know, I'm very numbers orientated, my emotions are not involved, and this is kind of where you need to be. So that second pair of eyes, I'm getting the thumbs up. I think it's worth your while, because I feel that your ex, how to put it, as Joni put it, if he could get away with it, he would.
Yeah, I think that too, because, you know, I mean, this is, I feel, is a waste of time. I've never increased his child support since 2009.
Yeah. He's got away with an awful lot. He has got away with a lot, and he will continue to do that. And this is where this court case is a pivotal, the words I'm getting from my guides, it's a pivotal moment. So if you can get your paperwork right, and they keep stressing this point, there is, the way I'm getting it from my guides is a nice surprise.
Okay.
I kind of feel that this nice surprise is potentially they might backdate some of that income.
Yeah, I think that's because I'm going to request the increase for child support, because I've never requested it, and
absolutely,
I just want to be left alone. That's all I've asked for, is to be left alone, and he continues. You know, and our son is doing quite well. He's an A student. He has no, you know, I don't know why he continues on to bother me. And alimony ends in November. So
you need that increase, because you actually need to support your son. I'm getting through university as well. So it's, you know, there's a double-edged sword to this. So it's all, a lot of this argument is actually, I don't like to call it an argument. I like to call it, you know, an agreement. Is that he won't, how do I put it? He wants to remain quite a pivotal part of your life. And that's what I get. It's like, you know, and I think you've asked him respectfully, you know, just let us get on with things and let my son do well. I am being told by my guides, don't let him crush your son's confidence. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense. He's a narcissist.
Yeah.
And very controlling, and so, and my son gets very stressed out about things, and I just don't want my son to be involved in this, and I'm trying to take care of this.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
You're trying to be the adult over this, you know, you're trying to actually remain calm, but you've got to get your paperwork right. So I hope that's helped anyway, Selena. But I think both mine and Joni's guides are like, get that paperwork in order, like now.
Very similar.
Yes. So, and I think that's a message because obviously, like I said, if it's right and it's watertight, then he'll have no argument. He'll try, but there won't be that argument.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck.
Yes.
Thank you.
And make sure you call us back. We will be around next month as well, about the similar middle of the month, okay? Right. Lovely to speak to you, Selena. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Right. Hi, Joni. We have
Can we take 1 second for station identification? Do you want to say how people can find you and vice versa?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I'm Caroline. I'm a psychic medium and a healer. I actually own a website, a company called Crystal Heart Psychics. I will tell you the philosophy of the Crystal Heart one day and why I called it that. I have other readers that work for me online. They're available 24 hours a day. Obviously, myself personally, I am also logged on online. You can contact me through Facebook or Twitter. If you need me to log on for a reading, you can actually contact me through my Facebook page or the Crystal Heart Psychics Facebook page, and I will endeavor log on and we will have time. The other way you contact me is through Skype. Doing also over Skype, and also I do see people obviously in the UK around the Worcestershire area face to face as well. So that's kind of what I do. I actually have been working telephone psychic lines now for 10 years, I think it is, and done quite a lot of readings, but they're in their thousands, that's all I'll say. Love what I do. And obviously the other reason why I set up Crystal Heart Psychics is because I wanted to set up a psychic company that had an ethical and professional standard, which I'm very passionate about. So that's myself. Obviously, Joni, over to you.
You can find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com, and you can also Google my name to find radio shows, podcasts, interviews, songs. I have a website that's in the process of being developed, so when I have a new website that's up with the same signature, then all the links and my schedule and a blog and everything will be on it. And for those of you who are local to Central New Jersey, I see people out of my home. For those who are out of the area, I do Skype and phone sessions. So you can find me on Joni's White Light Healing and contact me if you're interested in a reading or a healing or both.
Okay. Right.
We have one last caller, and how much time do we have left?
Oh, we have 11 minutes.
There we go. We can knock off.
We can do that, can't we? We actually have another caller, but I'm afraid to say we might not get round to the two of you. So I'm going to do the last caller because they've been holding longer. Okay, 8169. I'm just opening you up now. Hi, you're talking to Caroline. Can you tell
Hello.
Us who you are and where you're from? Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
You're through to Caroline and Joni from the UK US Psychic Tag Team. How can we help you? What's your name, by the way, and where do you come from?
Monica, I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Yep.
What is your name?
I have a case coming up. What do you see the outcome to be?
And what is your name?
Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. Sorry. It's all right. It's really, we like to be a bit personal on this show. We do like to know who we're talking to. So thank you for sharing that with us. Okay, right. Sorry, you have a court case coming up and you'd like to know what the outcome would be?
Yes.
Right, okay. Do you want me to take this one, Joni?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
And when you finish, I'll say whatever last bits. We'll see if we can do this.
Yeah. Okay. Right, I've got to say this, Veronica. I'm feeling this is a difficult court case. It's not been easy. Has this been going on for like 3 years?
No, it's. I don't even have a court date or anything yet.
Okay. But why do I get it's been very challenging for you?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you want us to give us a little bit more detail about this court case? Is it a divorce case or is it something else that's coming in?
Was this DUI?
No.
Okay.
Right, okay, because I'm being told, right, okay, as far as the outcome concerned, I do feel it being positive. You do have a little bit of a longer wait to go, okay. Obviously, as you heard us talking to that other lady, Selena, I am getting from my guides about making sure, and the way I'm getting it, the way I'm channeling it is dot the I's and cross the T's, right? Mm-hmm. There is quite a bit of work to do before you're in a place where you need to be, right? And it's like I say to anyone who I talk to, where if someone says to me, what's the outcome of my job interview going to be, I still would like you to do the work to make sure that you get the most the best positive outcome that you can. It goes the same with court cases, okay? Now, I've got to ask the question, Veronica, have you got enough evidence together?
Well, I haven't even been charged yet. They're saying I did something that I didn't do.
Okay.
So the cops talked to me, but they haven't sent me any paperwork or nothing yet. They're like, you're going to get something in the mail. You might have to go to court. It'd probably be just a summary.
Okay.
Something like that. So
okay.
This happened last week, so I haven't had anything or nothing yet. So.
But you've been a little bit shocked by all of this, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a little bit like, how dare you? Right, okay, just to let you know, I am being told this wasn't a parking fine or anything like that, was it? Because I actually kind of feel that, how do I put it? Right, you will, the way I'm getting it from my guides is, this is why I think you've got to get your story straight, in the sense of you need to understand why they accused you of that, and also it's sort of what you're doing to have that, to be accused of something like that. And that's why I asked, have they got enough evidence? Because, you know, I'm being shown pictures of video footage, so I don't know whether they've got you on video, but I also feel that I kind of feel, and this is the way I'm getting it from my guides, is it might end up being a warning or a fine or something on that level. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that's what they're saying it might be.
Yeah. So it's, how do I put it? I think the way I'm getting it from my guides, and I kind of feel that you've got to tread a little bit carefully on this, and, you know, so how did they accuse you of coming, how did they accuse you, you know, how come that they actually accused you of this? Because the one I feel there's a bit of a flaw in the evidence, I'm not sure 100% what it is, but also I'm being told that this is why you need to prepare yourself as well, because it's almost like, you know, what caused them to accuse you of this anyway? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
So that's what I mean. I kind of feel that it's not going to go far and you're going to be okay.
Okay.
But
yeah, that's all
I also feel that it's a warning.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm not sure if you were with someone else that was doing it or something along those lines, but it's, you know, I do feel there's a little bit of a flaw in the evidence.
Okay.
But I kind of feel you'll be fine. So at this point, obviously I'm going to pass you on to Joni because me and Joni have two different opinions sometimes. So,
well, in this case, I think so. And I guess this means that there are two different ways it could go. And what I get is that it does not feel very positive and that it feels like you will be fined and they have evidence and there's a material witness. And that this is something that I think you have to face. There's something about this you must face.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like that you did do something. Or you were an accomplice. There was something that you were involved in. And it's just the feeling I get. And you need to accept it, admit it, look at it, mm-hmm. turn it over in your mind, and decide how you want to deal with this. Because if you lie, that could be held against you, and that could be worse. And that's something where maybe you need to get a lawyer. You might not want to do this on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they say.
And I think that goes back into...
Am I getting jail time or nothing for this?
Just go inside, go into your heart,
mm-hmm.
speak truth.
Mm-hmm.
Keep yourself centered, pray, do the right thing, possibly get a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I get.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
will pray for you, honey pie.
Yeah. I do feel
yeah, I just
that keeps
like I'm not going to jail or nothing. That's all. That's my concern. Like,
I don't, I've got to be honest. Sorry, I hope you don't mind me butting in here, Joni. But,
no, it's okay.
It's. I feel, if anything, it might be a fine and possibly community service. I'm not sure 100%, and I wouldn't like to say, but mm-hmm. I kind of feel that it's a, the way I keep getting it from my guides is it's a warning, and
mm-hmm.
I kind of feel it's a warning to say to you, this is what mm-hmm. can happen if you did do it. Do you see what I mean? So
yeah.
I don't know whether you were with someone or were associated to it, and obviously you got the blame. But I do feel that they do have, there is a flaw in the evidence, but there's enough there to say, you know, so I don't
mm-hmm.
feel there is a sentence. Does that make sense? I don't necessarily feel there's a sentence. I feel it might be community service or something along those lines. It's, you're not going to jail.
Well, that's
every single thing that we experience is an opportunity to grow. So no matter what this is, your job as a soul in Earth School is to ask yourself, what can I learn from this?
Yeah.
That is the highest thing that we can all do when we find ourselves in predicaments. Don't judge yourself. Get rid of it. Take a look at it and go, how can I grow? What can I learn? And that's then you win. That's the win.
All righty, thank you. Yeah, that's what he said. He said you'll probably get a warning or a summons or
yeah.
something like that. So
yeah, that's kind of where I feel it's headed.
Mm-hmm. And like I had said, it can go either way, and that could be right in between is a
yeah.
summons warning. That's right in between.
But
yeah.
as Joni said, do not lie. Do not
yeah,
lie.
Exactly.
You know?
That goes. That's a boomerang.
Yeah.
That hits you right back.
Yeah. And it's
that's energy.
Like, yeah, and be honest. Be honest with, you know, how you feel. And, you know, I think it will be okay. I really do.
Alrighty.
So I hope that helps, Veronica.
Thank you so much, both of you.
You're right. Welcome. Treat yourself well. Be good to yourself. Be your best friend.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow. Okay, we do have one caller left, but unfortunately we have 1 minute till the end of the show, so I'm afraid we won't be able to take your call. However, I think, Joni, at this point we need to probably say when we will be back again, because we normally do this in a month's time. So
right. So follow us on Blog Talk, and then you'll get the notification. Caroline and I will figure out a date, and it'll be posted. Just go to that link, and you'll get the notification.
Also, you are able to see our respective dates on our our different Facebook accounts. Obviously, I'm under Caroline Dixon, and then my Facebook page is Crystal Heart Psychics. Joni is Joni's White Light Healing, and also her Facebook page is Joni Isinger. So,
which is E-I-S-I-N-G-E-R.
That's correct. And basically, we will be back within a month. And we look forward to joining you. And for all that followed us onto the new episode, because as you know, we had a technical hitch with the first episode that we did tonight. Thank you for coming across. Thank you for listening. We're always
yes.
very grateful for everyone who calls.
And I love being with you, Caroline, on the air. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. You take care now.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.